Good morning. I have another reminder for you today. Are you listening? Are you listening? I am listening. These are a question and answer that I am holding in my pocket these days. I am listening. I'm listening. And I'm talking to myself, by the way. I am listening to me. This is my intention. It's my intention almost every day. Just listen, Kara. Listen deeply. Listen in a way that you've never listened before. Listen to what your body needs and doesn't need. Listen to how your body wants to move and doesn't want to move. Listen to what you are feeling, sensing deeply in your heart. Listen to where you want to move into, to what's calling your attention. Listen, listen, listen. If there is ever a time to turn our attention inwards and to start trusting ourselves, it is right now. Boy, oh boy, do we need to listen to ourselves. Because there's no making sense out there. You look at the news, one thing says one, you know, one feed says one thing and another feed says another thing, and there's totally contrasting information. What to eat, what to do, you know, where to go, where not to go, what's dangerous, what's not, how this COVID spreads, how it doesn't. Like, oh my God. So we, first and foremost, need to tune in to ourselves and listen. So how do you cultivate listening? Well, the best way to cultivate listening is to get quiet. It's hard to hear what your body is saying, what your thoughts are telling you, and what your heart is telling you when you are living in the static of confusion, distraction, overload, overwhelm. Right? In the middle of your day, oftentimes it's hard to even hear yourself. So we need, what we need to do, and I'm saying need, is to find quiet pockets of your day where you can allow that snow in the snow globe to settle enough for you to start to really tap into your body, your soul, your heart. For me, the best time to do that is in the morning. I talk about it, right? I've said it, morning. What's your morning routine? What are you doing during that power hour? I used to call that a power hour a lot. Now it's just this liminal space that I allow myself to sit in for the first hour. But even if you just have 10 minutes, what can you do in that quiet solitude? Listen to the birds, write in your journal, listen to some beautiful, inspiring music, or meditate, pray, move slowly. It's in these quiet pockets that we can cultivate, we can nurture our capacity to listen down, down, below static. And it's in those places where we feel, sense, hear, intuit, discern really what we want. What we want to do today. What we're feeling called to do right now. And this is the beauty of becoming more intuitive in that way, is that then when you're moving through the busyness of the day, and an impulse comes, you are more likely to hear it, even through the static, right? Even through the overwhelm and the noise, like, oh my God, wait, hold on. Let me pause right here because I feel something coming through. I used to write in my journal a lot, this I'm just remembering. Sometimes I would put at the top of the page, coming through. In other words, like, I have no idea what I'm about to say, as I do in these morning messages, but I'm allowing it to come through. trusting that there's something here, trusting that I have something that I need to say or need to hear from myself. So, remind yourself all day long, I am listening. I am listening to me. Because that is the most important thing I can do. I listen to me, and then I move step into the world. I hope this was helpful. As always, thank you. Thank you. Hey, if you're feeling like you're getting value, please leave a review for this podcast. It's how other people find me. And that would be wonderful. So I appreciate that. And check out the details. As always, lots of stuff in there. Go out there and shine. And don't forget to listen. Be well.